especially over the Christmas period, you get used to playing games every week, and it's strange really having a 2 week period without a game. But obviously now that we've been training all this time, we're just desperate for the game on Saturday.
I guess given the number of internationals that are now playing for Burnley, it's also pretty strange to have that time off and everybody be together rather than in an international break where 4, 5, 6 might be missing.
Yeah, obviously during the international periods you've got small numbers in training, and it is strange. But obviously the last couple of weeks we've had a full squad and we've had a good trip with everyone going.
Have you worked on anything that you wouldn't ordinarily? Have you done anything differently in the last 10 days or so, or has it just been kind of more of the tried and tested?
No, nothing different. I mean, I think fitness-wise it's been a bigger demand, obviously, what with not having a game on the Saturday, so you can do more, but nothing more in training than usual, really.
I've just been speaking to the manager who says there's no sweeping things under the carpet around here. You know you've not won a game since December or whenever it was. Is that in your mind? Is that something that can motivate you, or is it something that you've perhaps got to blank out and try not to think about and just do your job?
I think it's in your mind. I think everyone would say it's in the mind somewhere, but I suppose it is something you've got to blank out, really, and you just take it the next game. It's coming along, and the aim, like always, is to get the 3 points.
And I guess the kind of final scores and the points tally don't tell the true story, do they? Because the fine margins, I think so many of the games have been the odd goal or 1-1 draws and things like that. Is that something that you're very much aware of, the fine margins?
Yeah, like I've said previously, the performances have been good, other than maybe last week. And we picked up some good results along the way, really. I mean, the draw at City being the highlight. And then, like I say, we could have maybe got 3 away at Old Trafford. And maybe it's just that fine margins, really, and that maybe that little bit of luck that could have got us 3 points on another day.
Is that Swansea performance one that you can't afford to repeat?
I think so, yeah. Just had an off day, really. But I think Saturday will be different now, what with us being at home and having the crowd behind us and everything. And hopefully it's a good one.
Things can change so quickly, can't they? Southampton are in the relegation zone at the moment, but I think they're only 2 points away from being in mid-table. I guess that shows the value of a win in this division.
Yeah, it's so tight, especially down the bottom. 2 points gets you nearly top half. So obviously, you could say they're in a false position, really. We know the quality they've got throughout their squad, and we'll do our homework on them and be prepared for Saturday.
Just from a personal point of view, in terms of coming here and then getting your place in the side, perhaps having to be a little bit patient, how much have you enjoyed the last sort of 2 or 3 months, even if the results perhaps haven't been what you would have wanted?
Yeah, all you want to do as a professional is you just want to play week in, week out, and I've had the chance to do that the last few months, so it's been brilliant, really, and obviously I've loved every minute of it.
How different is the Premier League?
It's a lot tougher, a lot tougher than the Championship. Just any mistake just gets pounced on here, which so you just can't afford to do it, really. Whereas in the Championship, you maybe get away with it here and there, but yeah, just the quality of everything, you can't give players a second.
Is it about the standard of the players? Does every team in the Premier League have a few of those who they just will punish you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, especially obviously the top six, everyone knows what they're about. But other teams, they've got match winners, and you've got to be on your game, and you can't afford to switch off for a minute.